It's Monday, June 12th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. In 2 weeks' time, the Islamic State terrorist group in Iraq has killed at least 231 civilians, including children who were trying to flee the city of Mosul, reports Christian Headlines. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights accused the terrorist group of, quote, shooting children as they try to run to safety with their families. There are no words of condemnation strong enough for such despicable acts, unquote. Psalm 10 speaks of the wicked in his proud countenance does not seek God. He sits in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places he murders the innocent. But the Lord will do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may oppress no more. Dozens of pastors crowded around Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen with smartphones extended, snapping selfies to commemorate the first ever meeting with local Christians, reports Christianity Today. The government session with 2,500 church leaders last summer was a significant gesture in an overwhelmingly Buddhist nation where Christians were martyred and forced underground only a few decades ago. The Cambodian Prime Minister said, quote, "You are at peace, and I appeal to all religions in Cambodia not to harass you," unquote. Which reminds us of the promise of Psalm 72:11. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles will bring presents. Yes, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. For some time now, the sexually depraved have selected June as the month to show their pride in their sinful choices. Multiple leftist news sites are complaining about President Donald Trump's refusal to acknowledge LGBT Pride Month. Former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton issued official proclamations that honored the June 1969 Stonewall riots that helped to mainstream sexual perversion in the United States. Faith in America, a pro-homosexual group, will be protesting at the annual gathering of the Southern Baptist Convention in Phoenix, Arizona next week. They want the SBC to remove homosexuality and transgenderism from their sin list. Citing Jude 1:3, Russell Moore, the president of the Southern Baptist Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, said, quote, "As Baptists, we want to be the first to be known by our love and compassion to those in the world around us, but we also must hold fast to the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints," unquote. Russia's abortion policies have changed drastically several times in the past century. After the Bolshevik Revolution, the Soviet Union became the world's first country to legalize abortion in 1920. Stalin then banned the practice for nearly two decades. From the 1950s, abortion became the primary method of family planning until contraception became widely available in the 1990s. But in 1993, the abortion rate was one of the highest in the world at 235 per 100 live births, but had plunged to less than 44 by 2015, reports Breitbart. And now, a recent nationwide petition calling for a complete ban of abortions in Russia has collected over 400,000 signatures, including the Patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church. Plus, the St. Basil the Great Foundation funds pro-life consultants and state clinics who, it says, persuade 15-20% of women not to abort. Health Minister Veronica Sfortseva announced in January that the government's anti-abortion drive led to a record 13% decline in 2016. Praise God for that. When Lorelei Musnyajetu was born without arms, her mother abandoned her. Whatever the reason, a caseworker in Lorelei's native Romania learned about the baby girl and decided to adopt her, reports Romania Insider. She did not speak until she was 3 and could not walk until she was 4. 10 years later, Lorelei now is a household name in her country. The 14-year-old won the 2017 Romania's Got Talent competition last week, the most watched TV show in the country. Amazingly, she has learned to use her feet and toes to play the piano, paint, and use a computer. Check out a video of one of her performances in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hagen Wilbanks, a Worldview listener from Billings, Missouri, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. He said, quote, Hey Adam, I just wanted to say thank you for your broadcast and the time you put into it. I'm a 17-year-old homeschooler and really don't care for the depressing outlook most news broadcasts have, but I still want to be informed about what's going on in my country and around the world. I love listening to you because you're always straightforward and always bring it back to the Bible. We love to gather in the living room and color while we listen to it. I'm the second oldest of eight. I just subscribed the other day to your broadcast by email so I can be more consistent in listening to it. I plan to do that every day now. We went to the Generations Noah conference last year, which was amazing. Being able to see Kevin Swanson in person was great. Our family has a nickname for him, K-Swan. For my last year of high school curriculum, I just finished Volume 1 of Great Christian Classics and am now working on Volume 2. I'm also reading Apostate, and my mom is going to have me read Freedom by K-Swan. And mom just bought the 8th grade curriculum set for my younger siblings. We love your voice. Hope that's not too weird. You just have a perfect radio voice. Unquote. Thanks, Hagen, for your encouragement of Kevin, myself, and the whole team here. Delighted that you're regular listeners and have been reading some of Kevin's books and curriculum. Our fundraising update in just a moment. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on the Worldview between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, text editing, voicing the newscast, and audio editing. In order to help keep the Worldview on the air, we need to raise $20,000 of pledges by Friday, June 23rd. Among the tens of thousands of our listeners, we're looking for the remnant to step up to the plate. We need just 17 Worldview listeners to pledge $50 per month for a year, and 33 listeners to pledge $25 per month for a year. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, choose $50 or $25, and check the recurring donation button. Thanks to 12 new donors who made pledges on Friday and over the weekend, we jumped from $2,650 to $5,800, $1,200 shy of our $7,000 goal by this morning. Many thanks to our 7 new monthly donors, John, who was the lone $50 per month pledge, and Thomas, Dwayne, Jennifer, and Kelly, who pledged $25 per month. William, who pledged $20 a month, and Vivian at $15 a month. Plus, we appreciate the sacrifice of the 5 Worldview listeners who made one-time donations, including Pearl at $500, Stephanie at $200, Michael at $100, Nang at $80, and Christopher at $50. By tomorrow morning, I'm looking for 3 new donors to pledge $50 per month for a year, and 6 new $25 per month donors for a year. If those pledges come in, we will be at $9,400 toward our $20,000 goal. Can you help? And that's the Worldview on this Monday, June 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.